pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm your dad back here with the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning we have C.J. Lovick and Buck Keeley. We're going to be talking for the first half hour about a new website we have posted on our page, and you can get to it by simply going to your computer and accessing www.thestoryofjesus. Now, why is this very important? Well, we can look at what's going on in the world today, and we can see the destruction of the American dollar. Certainly, they're lying to us about the gross domestic product here in America. The gross domestic product is dependent upon actually having a proper rate of inflation. The rate of inflation they're lying to us about, and actually our gross domestic product is shrinking here in America. It's shrinking in China. The whole world economic system is coming down, and as we look at what's going on throughout the world, and we see the revolutions and wars and violence, and what is the solution to all the problems that we face? How is man going to straighten out the impossible situation we have? And the truth of the matter is, men are not going to straighten this out unless there is a great revival in America. Why, I see very little hope for the preservation of the freedom and utopian society we've lived in. And that is why this website is so vitally important, because it tells the greatest story ever told, the story of the life and the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It talks about the supernatural things that he did and begins to introduce us to the understanding that there really is a supernatural world, and although we live in a material world, there is a mystical world. We live in a subjective world. There is a spiritual world. We live in a visible world, but there is an invisible world. And until we understand that, and that God does rule in the affairs of men, and submit to that, why, there is very little hope that America as we know it will be maintained. CJ, thanks so very much for being with us this morning.
My joy to be here with you, Dr. Stan.
Tell us, what motivated you to put together, like 10 years ago, this website and to maintain this on the Internet? I mean, certainly I'd never even heard of it before you called me here a few months ago, and yet it's been up on the Internet for some time, hasn't it?
It has been up for 10 years, and it's been seen by millions. As far as the motivation goes, I always love it when you ask me that question, because it opens the doors. It opens the door to so many answers. So let me give you a vignette from the story of Jesus that answers the question. This is found in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, and Jesus has begun calling his disciples. So he goes to Galilee, where he finds Philip. And he says to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, which was the same city that Andrew and Peter lived in. So the first thing Philip does is he goes and finds his friend Nathanael, and he says to him, we have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael says to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nathanael knew his Bible, and he knew his Old Testament, and he knew that the Messiah was going to be born in Bethlehem, not Nazareth. So he assumes this cannot be the Messiah. But Philip says to him, come and see. So Jesus sees Nathanael coming toward him, and he says to him, behold an Israelite in whom there's no guile, no deceit. And Nathanael says to him, how is it that you know me? And Jesus answered him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Jesus really said more than that to Philip. Philip knew that his heart had been read. Now, the fig tree is a euphemism that Israelites use for basically saying, I was doing my devotions, and they usually did it under a fig tree. So Nathanael answers Jesus, and he says, Rabbi, which means teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered him, and he said, because I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You'll see greater things than these. Now, the interesting thing about the story at this point is that Jesus may have been actually standing in the very spot where Jacob saw the ladder come down and the angels ascending and descending. So Jesus says to him, truly, truly, I say to you, you'll see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. So my motivation for writing the story of Jesus is the same motivation that Philip had. I have found the Messiah, and I wish to call others to come and meet Jesus. The other thing that's interesting about this story is Nathanael came with questions that Jesus did not immediately answer. But Jesus gave him a better reason to believe in him than to believe in his doubts. So I invite people that have doubts about the Lord Jesus Christ to come and read his story, and you'll find in Jesus a better reason to believe than to believe and worship your doubts.
And I think what we really need to do is to have a great revival in America, but how do we get people to realize that they need the Lord? Certainly, if people try to live their lives on their own and look at the best that they make out of them, we have one in every 33 adult Americans is in prison, probation, or parole. We have more people in prison today in America than they have in communist China with all of the labor camps. How could we get people to understand that we cannot maintain a free society unless we have a moral and religious people? And that is the big problem we have today. Education turns young people away from our Lord. And it's our job, using the miracle that God has given us in the Internet, to begin to turn them around. The message is there. How are we going to get people to go to the website and begin to understand this miraculous story?
Well, first off, you have to recognize that you have a need. You know, Dr. Stan, you are always talking about the Brotherhood of Darkness and what animates them, which is Lucifer, Satan. Well, when did that start? It started in the Garden of Eden, when man first fell. Don't get
hang
mad
on there. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with C.J. Levick talking about the website, The Story of Jesus. And if you have a question, don't hesitate to give us a call at 1-877-254-7524.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is DJ Lovick. We're talking about the website, and you can find it by going directly to the internet. Is it Story of Jesus or The Story of Jesus?
It's The Story of Jesus. If you don't put "the" in, you won't get there.
Okay, fine. And then, of course, you can go to our website and just scroll down on the front page, and you're on the home page, and you'll see the reference to it and the direct link to it. But anyway, you were simply talking about the fact that this whole conflict between God and Lucifer began in the Garden of Eden and has been fought ever since then. Go right ahead.
Well, the highest glory for Adam before the fall was to be in fellowship with his God, and his greatest pleasure. Ask yourself, even if you're a Christian, is that what you look forward to, or do you have some fear and trepidation? Many people have fear and trepidation because it is not now our current greatest desire to be near God. We fear Him. Why? Because we've sinned and there's a separation between us and Him. But we need not fear if we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to bridge that gap, to restore the fellowship. But He didn't do it just with a word, with words. He did it with deeds. The accomplishment of the cross, He came to pay the penalty for our sin and to die the death that we deserve to die so that we could be in fellowship with our Creator. And again, that should be our greatest pleasure. As we look forward to heaven, you know, a little bump in this earth, and you've been talking about it for years, Dr. Stan, the watchman on the wall, the trumpet blast has gotten louder. Things are literally falling apart. Our economy is in the proverbial basket going to you-know-where, and nothing seems to be going right. The people that are in leadership don't seem to want to lead us into peril and destruction. The good news is, Maranatha, one day the Lord will come and rule and reign, and this bunch that's in now will be gone. But in the meantime, we've got some terrible, terrible things to go through. And the thought of going through them, as you keep saying, without a relationship with Jesus Christ, would be horrifying to me, and I hope to persuade your listeners that it should be horrifying to them. They need a Savior. I need a Savior. You need a Savior. The good news, the Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. I invite people to go to the story of Jesus and read about the Savior.
Well, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and I would echo what CJ is saying. We are moving into difficult times, very difficult times. We're talking about They're taking off of rampant inflation later this year. It's already underway. They're lying to us from Washington, D.C. We cannot trust our leaders. The leaders of the Republican Party tell us they made a great triumph, you know. They got the Democrats to increase taxes by $38 billion. But if you look at the congressional budget analysis, it wasn't $38 billion. It was really $356 million, about 1% of the $38 billion. They're telling us about everything is illusion and delusion. And if you can't trust the leaders of the Republican Party, who can you trust? And the answer is, you can trust in the Lord, because without understanding that this is a spiritual battle going on in Washington, D.C., why, everything seems totally hopeless. Well, who do we have calling in?
Hi, this is Steve from Conifer, Colorado.
You have a question for our guest.
Yes, I just wondered if you could elaborate. It seems that the closer you try to get to God, the harder Lucifer pushes back. And I was wondering if you could discuss that, because I've had that occurrence in my life as well. So I just wanted to hear what you had to say about that. Thank you.
DJ, why don't you comment on that?
Steve, yes, I know exactly what you mean. Satan presses hard against those that seek the Lord. The answer is that, you know, we're not doing this in our own strength. We come to Jesus in our weakness. We come to him with our struggles and our problems. The Lord does not tell us to get it straightened out, become enthusiastic about him, and then come and believe. No, he says in our weakness, he is willing to show us grace. Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. And so what I would encourage you to do is, with what faith God has given you, even though it may be small, and even though it's been tempered hard by Satan's assaults against you, to come to the Lord, throw yourself at his mercy, and you will find it, because that is why he came, to save sinners like Steve and I. This is it. This is the message of the gospel, that there is a Savior for sinners. We are sinners. We have found a Savior. Just like Philip said to Nathaniel, come and see. I would encourage you, Steve, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Nothing will cause him to flee faster than opening the Word of God and praying to the Lord. You know, God does not leave us helpless and alone in this journey. He gives us his Spirit, and he promises to enliven us with his Holy Spirit. And so it's just simply a matter of trust. With what little bit of ability to trust God has given, that God's given you, that will be enough. That will be enough, no matter how small it is. Though it be as a mustard seed, Jesus said. So I would just invite you to come to Jesus and just throw yourself at his mercy and ask for his help, and you will receive it, not from me, but from him.
And Steve, basically, you know, lots of times I will come under demonic obsession, and all sorts of ideas will fill my mind that they're bad ideas, they're vulgar, they're pornographic, and what you have to do is simply rely on the Lord and say, you know, in the name of the blood of Jesus Christ, I demand you to leave. I know, go to the pit of hell. And it may seem like a very foolish thing that you could actually command these demonic and Luciferian forces to leave you alone. But if you really believe and you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, not in your power, but in his, why, these ideas that Lucifer will leave, he has to, because, of course, he can't stand against the Lord's word. It sounds so trite. I mean, how could anything like that be true? But as I say, we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world there. Until we understand that, we cannot understand anything going on in the world today. And once we begin to rely more upon the Lord than upon ourselves, why, the devil's going to be forced to leave you alone. Not that he wants to. Not that he doesn't want to claim your soul and give you all these bad and wicked thoughts and that cause you to want to cheat and steal and do all these things which are so human. But if you rely upon the Lord, you're not going to be able to do it. You're going to have to be increasingly dependent upon him and know that when you do the right thing, that that he will reward you and stand with you. Anything else you want to say, Steve?
Well, you know, when Satan comes, or if it's not Satan, one of his minions, when they usually come, especially to somebody that's struggling. They usually come with this message, Dr. Stan. They usually come with the message that you're a sinner. You can't expect mercy. You've sinned too much. You've sinned beyond grace. Just look at the miserable things you've done in your life. Your conscience is probed, and you think, you know what? I have. I've done all those things. I am a miserable sinner. At that point, you just agree with Satan and say, you're absolutely right. But guess what? Jesus came to save sinners just like me, and he will flee. If we are trying to enter the kingdom with even a small bit of our own strength, we won't make it. It, like you said, it's utter reliance on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're right. When Gabriel disputed over the body of, or was it Michael? One of those angels disputed with Satan over the body of Moses. They said, the Lord rebuke you. So you're right. We can't rebuke Satan, but the Lord can. So we call on him. We call on his strength and power, and he will flee. But when he comes with the message that you're not good enough, don't argue with him, because you're not. He's right. But the good news is, that's exactly who Jesus came to save. He didn't come for the righteous, for those that were well, those that were congratulating themselves about how they're changing the world to be the new Eden. No, he came for those that were desperately poor and lost in their sin. And that's the kind of Savior we have. That's why his blood was spilt. And we need to just in faith call upon his name. I'm so thankful for that call, and I will pray for Steve.
Is our caller still there? Well, I guess he's dropped off. But, you know, the thing is that there's so much on television, so much on radio, so much in the movies to fill our mind with that is bad and evil and certainly without any redeeming social significance. That's why it's so important.
And it's getting worse.
We constantly fill our mind with wholesome and worthwhile and noble things. And what better way to start than with the Word of the Lord? And certainly the website, The Story of Jesus, is not the Word of the Lord. It is the story of the Lord. And why did you pick this method of bringing forward rather than using the simply the Gospels?
Not sure what you're asking me. Why did I use the harmonized
version? Well, basically, because you've told the story of Jesus. You haven't reduplicated the Gospels, but you've taken the story of the Gospels and put it into a chronology, so it would become readable and then hopefully point people back
yes.
to the Gospel.
Well, the answer to the question is we started with the Gospel of John, and we told the story of Jesus according to John the fisherman, the apostle of Jesus and disciple of Jesus Christ. And what we found, Dr. Stan, is that we were getting all kinds of questions, but they were not the kind of questions we wanted to answer. They were questions about the life, the times, the chronology, the narrative of Christ's life. And I thought, you know what, if these are the questions people are asking, I want to answer those questions. I'm going to do so by offering a harmonized version of all four Gospels where we put his life together in a chronological narrative. And so I won't have to spend my time answering those questions. I want to answer the kind of questions Steve is asking. How do I meet the Savior? And that pretty much took care of it. The Western mind has a great curiosity for timelines, and we want to know the full story. We want to know what it's about. What were the times like? What happened in chronological order? And this narrative, again, the only sources we call upon are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I was in an airport coming back from Chicago, and a Presbyterian minister asked me why I didn't use the Gnostic Gospels as part of the source for the story of Jesus. And I said, well, now, can you tell me when the Gnostic Gospels were written? And he said, oh, they were written 200, 300 years after the life of Christ. I said, why would I want to depend upon a Gnostic Gospel that was written 200 or 300 years after the life of Christ when I could read the words of Matthew, who wrote his Gospel, who lived
to see Jesus do all these miracles, walked with him for 3.5 years, and wrote his gospel narrative 8 years after the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And no one disputed it. Why? Because it was true and they all knew it. And the same is true with the other three gospel writers. They were all contemporaries, except for Luke, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Luke went to the definitive, the thing that makes Luke so interesting is because he wasn't an eyewitness, he went and found all the eyewitnesses. He didn't rely on his own testimony. He relied on the testimony of everybody from the mother of Jesus to all the other disciples and those that had seen Jesus do his miracles and die on the cross and saw the resurrected Jesus. And as you keep saying, when we do these interviews, you know, there's nothing that proves the truth like the fact that people are willing to die for it. Now, Jim Jones proved that people will die for a lie, but people will not take the Kool-Aid if they know it's a lie. And the disciples, not all at once, but each lived individual lives that all ended in martyrdom. And they died for the truth that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
God bless. Thanks very much. Our guest has been T.J. Lovick. The website, thestoryofjesus.com. You look to it from our webpage. Thanks so much for being with us. Talk to you later.
You already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our interview with CJ. And certainly, if you ever do find yourself under demonic oppression, what you do is simply command the demonic forces in the name of Jesus Christ or the blood of Jesus Christ, tell them to leave you alone. Order them to leave you alone. They really will.
as incredible as it may seem, you can tap into, not through your own power, but through the power of our Lord, into the supernatural realm, and you can command the demons to leave you alone, and they're forced to. And not something you want to deal with lightly, but we do live in a spiritual world. Do we have a caller? Well, let's get to Buck Keeley. Buck, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this is Buck Keeley, and of course, he has the seed catalog, and basically, he sells seeds. He's been growing things for a long time, and this is the time when each of us, I think, should really start thinking about getting back to fundamental foods. So much of the food we eat today has been processed, and it contains dyes and MSG and aspartame and all sorts of chemicals that, frankly, just are not good for us. And rather than simply eating all these delicious things you can buy in the store, you need to get back to good food. You can grow your own food, certainly from seeds, and that's what Buck does, is he provides the seeds for us. So basically, how long have you been involved in the process of marketing seeds, Buck?
Well, through Seed Catalog, just over a year on the web, that we've opened up new avenues to where we're trying to reach a broader market. And but as far as being involved with the process of growing, that's all of my life, which is not over yet, so I've got some more to go. But been doing it since I was a child, and I'm in my 50s now, and so I've got a little bit of experience anyway. And so I've been at it for a while. But just want to say thank you for letting me on the show again, and I hope that the time that we spend together is edifying for your listeners as well.
Well, it was very interesting. You know, we got your seeds. You've got radish seeds in there. We put them in the ground and watered them. Within a week, all the little radishes were coming out. The most amazing thing, and truly miraculous, you know, from a seed to the greenery of the radish within 1 week.
Yeah, it's amazing that one of the wonderful things about gardening is you get to see the hand of God at work. That the recreation that happens every time that you put the seed in the ground is one of the promises of God, and we get participate in that. And there's nothing like having your fingers involved with that, to have your heart involved with the right things. That I have a friend of mine that's been who's gone by now, but had been in the nursery business for over 50 years, and he never received anything besides checks and cash, and he never had a check that bounced in over 50 years. A multimillion-dollar business, and he said that people who grow seed are good people, and that you can trust them. And there's some truth to that, that people who are willing to be industrious and to provide their own food have a set of ethics about them that you don't find other places. And so it's good for us to find our roots and put in our food. But you had mentioned to begin with the fact of having nutritious good food that's not been GMO'd or artificial colorings or haven't been picked green and then gassed to turn red in the store and so forth. The only way you can ensure having a good food supply that's nutritious and healthy is if you handle it yourself, you produce it yourself, you prepare it yourself, you preserve it yourself, to be self-sufficient. And we're in a time of history in America that if we don't do that, there's going to be some trouble for a lot of people. So we need to learn how to be self-sufficient, self-sustaining, and to provide for our own needs and not depend upon the government or the goodwill of other people, but for us to depend upon God and the strength that He's given us in our own hands.
Well, you know, we've lived in the past in just a wonderful utopian world, and we could have all the stores to go to, but everything is changing. Inflation is here, ladies and gentlemen. According to the Mormon food catalog, you go out, buy food, you're supposed to store it within a three-month period. The prices of food available to the Mormons who are doing their canning went up from 11% to 49% for the various staples, the oats, the flour, the various things that people need to get along, the corn, the potato slices, the apple slices, between 11% and 49% in 3 months. And believe me, this is just the beginning of the inflationary spiral. The people who are running our economy are going to destroy it, and you've got to start thinking about how you are going to survive and provide for your family, because the money that you've been putting aside is going to lose its value very rapidly, and many of us are going to be impoverished, but you can always grow food. So basically, what sort of seeds? Now, you actually have a number of different offers. I know that we have simply the bare essential. I think that a certain number of seeds in each category, and you've got small gardens, large gardens, and then the sort of seeds that people can store for long periods of time. Why don't you explain to our listeners what you really offer through the seed catalog?
Well, there's basically four divisions in the store of seed. The first division would be single-pack seeds, to where you could go through and pick a pack of tomato seeds, a pack of pepper seeds, and some corn and that kind of thing, where you could build your own garden you wanted to plant. And those are sold by the pack, and those are in glassine packs that they're seed size appropriate so that you're able to handle the seeds. The second level would be the value packs. And we have those, like you had mentioned, in the urban garden, in the small city garden, and then a large backyard garden. And then we also, in those value packs, have tomato lovers packs and herb lovers packs and pepper lovers packs, where the work's been done for you. Just click and you get the seed that's already collected in those packs. The next level would be the seed banks, and those are for the preservation. That there's two sizes, that personal and then the basic. The personal will do about a half-acre garden. The basic will do an acre garden. It includes every spectrum of vegetable, including grains. And they come sealed in Mylar inside a triple-wall PVC pipe that is sealed. They can be buried in your backyard or tossed in your freezer. Germination rates will stay good as long as it stays dry in a cool environment. And so those will store for years. They're storing seed right now in the Arctic. That'll be good for generations because of the storage in dry, cool places. And then the last level, the sprouting seeds. And the sprouting seeds are for immediate product that within 3 to 5 days you get proteins and nutrients that you can get from the lentils and other sprouting seeds that we have. And we also sell sprouting packs where we have it prepared with a sample of the different seeds along with the sprouting jars. And take a look on the store, and you'll find something that'll fit your need.
Well, now, basically, why get your seeds rather than going down to the hardware store? And they got seeds there, and they all have different types of seeds. What's the advantage of your seeds over that you might get one of the big box stores?
Well, there's a lot of difference. The main difference is that all of our seed are heirloom seeds, non-GMO'd. And heirloom means that they haven't been cross-pollinated. A lot of the production seed companies will cross-pollinate to produce a seed, particularly for commercial growers, that produces identical fruit that comes on at the identical time so they can harvest it with equipment and machines, taking away from it basic nutrients and vitamins as well as taste, but that they're hybrid or they're GMO'd. You might find some heirloom seeds, non-GMO seeds.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Buck Keeley in just a moment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Buck Keeley. Buck, why don't you get out your website and your telephone number where people can get to the seed catalog?
If the website is www.seedcatalog.com.
There's no the before it. It's just seed catalog.
Just seedcatalog.com. No spaces, hyphens, or anything. Just seedcatalog.com. And they can also get to the catalog by going to your site and clicking on Heirloom Seeds, and that'll take you right to my site, so they don't need to remember the a new web address. Remember yours, just click on Heirloom Seeds. And our telephone number for the business is a 1-800-188 number, which is toll-free. It costs you nothing to call, and you don't have to worry about paying charges to get there. And, you know,
the number, though?
I'm looking for it right now that our website, the Internet's down here. I can't believe I don't have it with me, Dr. Stan. I am so sorry that I don't have it with me.
Well, then people are just going to have to go to the website there, and they can go directly to from our website, which is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And I should have your number memorized. I don't, but we'll get it memorized one of these days.
Anyway, yeah, well, I should have it memorized,
website,
too.
RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down on the front page to Heirloom Seeds, or go to seedcatalog.com on your computer, or do you have the number? Yes, we don't. Anyway, we were talking about heirloom seeds and the importance of heirloom seeds, and the fact that most of the places where you're going to buy seeds are not heirloom seeds, and they've all been cross-pollinated or genetically modified, or many of them actually won't germinate the second time around, will they?
The GMO seeds, many of them won't produce fruit. They'll produce a plant, but they won't produce a fruit on the plant, or it won't produce a crop. And the seeds that's been hybrid, that if you plant the seeds from the hybrid product off of those plants, you don't know what you're going to get, because it's been engineered for this one plant, and the second time around you may get something totally different, or will get something totally different, and so it's not going to be a uniform fruit. That a heirloom seed has its heritage that goes back before 1925, before the technology started developing for hybriding, for GMOing. And so those seeds have been preserved. And the difference between the seed that you get from a provider like me that handles only heirloom seeds is that these seeds are grown by local farmers, that they're collected and harvested by families, that they're not production. There's not a mill that sets up and grows plants that produces seed that's for reproduction only. These folks grow their food, and then they harvest the seed from the extra seed. And there's a collection, a coliseum that goes together where I grab my seeds from, and we produce some of our own as well this year. But it's a narrow market, and the seeds themselves, once they're out, they're out. There's not like there's a shelf life to where that there's an extra amount, because the heirloom seeds are in such demand right now that you have to wait till the next season to get the seeds. Like, for an example, there's some that we can't get anymore. We're sold out, and none of the growers have any seed left. So that it's important to grab the seed while they're there. And you had mentioned earlier about the inflation thing. With the latest SP report coming out for America, man, things are getting more and more expensive. And that means everything, including seeds, going to have to be priced up because of the transportation and shipping. So this would be a good time for the folks to stock up on their seed, get their personal seed banks, get their gardens, and start harvesting their own seed. Be an opportune time.
Now, basically, what do we get with the initial seed? In other words, for the small garden, and that's what I got. What do we get? What sort of seeds do we get?
Well, in a small garden, you're going to get your basic early season plants. You're going to get some radishes. You're going to get some lettuce and some greens. You're going to get also some turnips and beets. And then you're going to get your mid-season crops, which would be your cucumbers and peas and beans. And then you're going to get your late crops, which would be your tomatoes and your peppers. And you'll get a small variety of those, one or two plants, varieties of each kind in the seed packs. And then for the next level up for the backyard garden, you're going to get the same spectrum, only you're going to get melons added to that, watermelons, cantaloupes, and a variety of different melons. And then you'll have a larger variety of tomatoes. You'll have some cherry tomatoes, and you'll have some early tomatoes and late tomatoes, and then you'll have some hot peppers and sweet peppers. And so the larger backyard garden, you get a larger variety of the categories of seeds. And then if you look at like an urban garden, which is basically in between those, it's a subset between the two. And they'll have that, once again, each one of the garden packs for the urban, for the city, and for the backyard garden all have the cross-spectrum of plants for the different seasons and climates. And they're geared to produce fruit from early spring to late fall and preservation in between.
And now, on your website, you tell people when they should be planting, depending upon where they live?
Yes, on the website, any of the categories, if you go on the left-hand side of the store, it'll have the categories. You click on the category to shop, for example, for beans. There'll be a link that'll take you to the zone to discover where you live, what time you plant, and what plants get planted during that zone. And another link that'll tell you how to plant them, how to harvest them, and even some recipes how to prepare them. So there's information that'll help you not only get the seed in the ground at the right time, but what to do with the seed when it's in the ground, and then what to do with the product that it produces once it's out of the ground. So it's a good source of information.
And that's one of the beauties of this website, is that so much information there. You need to know if you're a novice at planting gardens, like I am. Why, of course, here's a great source of information. What happens if you put a seed in the ground too early, or can you put a seed in the ground too early so that it won't germinate?
Yes, let me say that they will germinate, but you'll have less success. I mean, God's been growing His products without man putting seed in the ground for dispensations. That they will grow, but they have a better success and a greater germination. That you want to put the seed in the ground at the time when the soil temperature and the moisture temperature or the moisture content is optimum for the germination. If you put them in, you can put tomato seeds in, at the beginning of fall time, and when the heat gets right in the soil and the moisture is right, they will germinate. But what will happen during the winter time and the heavy moisture time, some of those seeds will get corrupted with moisture and mildew. So it's best to know when to put them in at the right time so that that doesn't happen. But when you put a seed in the ground, it waits for, in God's timing, for the proper temperature and the proper moisture, and it germinates and produces a plant.
It's the most amazing thing to see those little radishes coming up. We'll be back in just a moment here. The American Seed Company.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with CJ and Buck. Buck, are you still there? No, I guess Buck's gone, and basically that's seedcatalog.com, and you can get to both websites at our website, Radio Liberty. One is heirloom seeds, the other is the story of Jesus. Well, but it is fascinating as to see all those little radish seeds in 1 week, where they're up and growing, and you can really see God's hand. It's truly miraculous. And the ability to plant a seed and have it developed into a tomato plant or into a squash or whatever it would be, you know, to truly witness the hand of God in so many things. We see it every day and we don't recognize it. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. We've had a lot of people with us 10, 15 years, members of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and they've lost their jobs. We have about a truly 20% unemployment, which is the U6 figure, which is never quoted by the controlled media, but things are not good for a lot of people, and we understand that they've had to step aside. If you can take their place, we'd love to hear from you. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And then, of course, to understand what's really going on, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because, of course, it overlaps on the story of Jesus. I tell the story about the secret satanic societies, which are here. They're real. They're not imaginary. Skull and Bones is a satanic organization. You need to get our 4-tape set on the Skull and Bones. We have a book, Secrets of the Tomb. They have their swastikas all over the walls there, at the tomb at Yale, long before Adolf Hitler popularized the swastika movements, an ancient occult emblem. And then, of course, you need to understand the Bohemian Grove. And if you haven't seen the DVD, we carry it on the Bohemian Grove, the actual pictures of the leaders of our country with their hoods and their capes and their candles and chanting in front of the replica of Moloch. And who is Moloch? It's a 40-foot owl. And we have their secret writings. Anybody wants, we could always send you the page. All it says on the page from their private book is never to be seen by anybody but the members of the Bohemian Grove is, we revere the owl. Who is the owl? The emblem of Satan. To understand how this all fits together, let me suggest the 2-4 CD sets we put together that talks by Dr. Dennis Cuddy on our afternoon program. That's the Illuminati, Part 1, Part 2. And, of course, remember, the Illuminati was simply one of a myriad of organizations dating back for thousands of years dedicated to a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, a one-world religion. And, of course, during the last 2,000 years, the destruction of Christianity. And what is the function of our government today? A one-world government. That's what the entire thrust of our foreign policy is.
That's what the why the American Empire was established. That's why we have troops and stationed in over 130 nations throughout the world today. We have over 724 military bases to maintain our empire in preparation for the coming world government. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision. Thank you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web.